An Associated Press survey of state election officials found just a handful of cases in which voter drop boxes were damaged, but no cases of fraud, vandalism, or theft that could have affected the results of the 2020 election. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at some of the incidents. Officials in Washington state report drop boxes being hit by vehicles, but say no ballot tampering had been reported. In Massachusetts, one box was damaged by arson in October 2020, but most of the ballots inside were still legible enough for voters to be identified, notified, and sent replacements. A drop box also was set on fire in Los Angeles County, but an election official there says the vast majority of damaged ballots were able to be recovered and voters provided new ones. Another California drop box was temporarily closed because of a wildfire. Michigan's Secretary of State notes drop boxes were put in place in response to worries about possible delays if ballots were sent through the U.S. mail. I'm Ben Thomas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.